their current inventory. See a few that feel like they've become a part of the family? With RDI Diamonds, you can easily...
Yeah, Diamonds in New York, this is Scott. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Lori at Mars Jewelry, and Emily had called and left a message when I was with a customer about a stone that she has, 2-carat 11 round, and said if I wanted it to call her back, and I would like to see that.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can grab Emily or pull your account up.
Okay.
Hold on. Yep.
What does it mean? Simply put, you'll never get stuck with an RDI diamond. Take a look at your current inventory. See a few that feel like they've become a part of the family? With RDI diamonds, you can easily exchange diamonds that you've purchased for stock from RDI for anything else we carry. 100% sell-through guarantee, keeping your inventory fresh and current.
Did you ever wonder why RDI Diamond can and does offer so many perks that other vendors don't? Well, not a secret. We buy all of our diamonds individually. If we don't love it, we don't buy it. While most competitors buy parcels, we don't. That keeps us from bad diamonds that tie up profit, allowing us to offer easy exchanges that...
All right, she is tied up on her line. What'd you say your first name was?
Lori, L-O-R-I.
All right, let me see if I can find this, Lori. 211 FVS1 for $633?
Yes. She originally told me she was getting a 2-carat back, and she told Bruce that that's not going to be coming back right away, but she had this other one and to let her know if I wanted it, and she would send it to me.
All right, I got it on memo. The other one, there's a tracking number in there, but it's U.S. Postal Service, which means it's going to be delayed. It'll be a couple days.
Yeah.
So this 211.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Right. We are shipping for free for tomorrow. Would that work for you?
I mean, you can ship it for tomorrow if you like, but I don't have to have it. If you want to ship it for Monday to save you some money, that's fine.
You are an amazing lady. We'll get this out for Monday. Do you guys prefer a.m. or p.m.?
Either's she probably
free.
Won't get in here until the afternoon.
All right,
so
do p.m.
Or early evening. So you could do p.m. and save, you know, save yourself some money.
You rock. I appreciate that. And it's 1 Bank Street, right?
That is correct.
Nitro, West Virginia. I like that. I like the name of that town.
It's explosive.
Well, we're rotten, Chester, so I get where you're coming from. It's explosive. Beautiful. Thank
well, see,
you so much.
They started this town to create munitions during the war.
Okay.
So that's how it got its name. They had a munitions plant.
That makes sense,
and
like the
so
Springfield factory. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are there still munitions companies there?
No. It the war ended before they got everything finished.
I like it. All right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Rochester was very similar. There was a huge plant down on one of our ponds right by the lake that built U-boats and planes during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had Thompson submachine guns were here. They turned a steel factory, GF Steel, into a machine gun factory for World War II. So,
mm-hmm.
Awesomeness. I love it. All right. You have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye now.
Bye.